The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Want to thank the folks that found their way to Buffalo Wings and Rings. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. We also had quite the time. I have to quite be honest. We had a Husker sign basketball that Barry Ertel, you actually won the signed basketball. So find your way down here. Jim Ostick, I believe that's the name.
Ostick.
Won the signed football. And then Matthew Meyer won a ticket t-shirt, and Corbett Crooms won a ticket t-shirt as well, along with Austin Jisa, J-I-S-A. You have ticket t-shirts waiting for you here at the station. And the other two, you have one, you have a football, and one has a basketball. So I need to make sure we put that out there as well. Austin Orman, being the thinker that you are, I'm going to read the statement from the University of Nebraska. The Big Ten announces the 2024 and 25 football opponents. The Big Ten announced opponents for those seasons today, first two seasons, which include new conference members UCLA and USC. It'll be the first season with 16 teams and no divisional format. Nebraska will play four Big Ten home games and five road contests during the 2024 season. Four and five. That leaves one super conference and two non-cons. I would imagine that you hope that the super con is here for revenue sake, but that also means that that's the most difficult game, probably Colorado.
What that means is that some years you're still getting your seven home games. I think that's something teams and power conferences have become accustomed to, is for the most part, they'll get three non-conference home games, maybe play a neutral, or we're going back to more home and homes, which I think is good. I think that's good for the sport, especially between, you know, teams that are going to be competing with each other at the end of the year. To get kind of a warm-up, a taste of that is good. But, you know, some years you might have just six home games. I say just six. I mean, 50-50 split is pretty much what you're used to, you know, across professional league. I mean, baseball, 81 home, 81 road. NFL used to have eight home, eight road before it went to the 17-game schedule. NBA, 41 home, 41 road. Used to it split down the middle. College football teams and the power conferences have gotten so used to skewing it their way for ticket sales because they've been able to run it. What I'm curious to see is who's the first team that ends up with a 5-1-6 split? Who gets one, you know, cupcake at home? Who gets a big-time neutral site game and then has the second half of a home-and-home on the road?
If you get caught, I mean, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, that in a year, and sometimes it'll come down to what year you think is most important and which one falls in play. I mean, on a year, and not all schedules are created equal. Here's, right? It's not. So if you're going to add a game or lose a game, it's probably in year in 2024 where Iowa, you're at Iowa, at Northwestern, at Penn State, at Purdue, at UCLA. At home, Indiana, Michigan State, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Not really big revenue games, not really eye-popping like, yo. So you got to put something on schedule. My thought would be Colorado here gives you 5 home games and then 2 non-cons that you kind of want to take care of. That gives you 7 home, 5. Then in year 2025, you're at Maryland, at Minnesota, at Ohio State, at USC. My goodness gracious, that's a tough one.
Whew.
But you're going to have to add a SuperCon neutral maybe or on the road with somebody that you partner with. It could be anybody.
You get Cincinnati in 25.
So
that's a Big 12 game by then.
That's Cincinnati. Then that gives you 6 home games, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Rutgers, UCLA. Then you got one more, Cupcake U.
Mm-hmm.
But then that road, you got another 5th game, which if you're not careful, the Big Ten jumps in and gives you a doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Which they did in 25.
Right? Look, you got to have it. You want those, you know, you got the 9 games. You got your 9 conference games. But what do you do? Like, where can you go to be safe? Maybe you go to Cincinnati thinking you could, hey, Cincy, take a game. Maybe we can steal it. Maybe we can steal it, right? Like, we think less of that. But then you got to schedule it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral game.
You're not big enough to get a lot of those right now. You travel well enough, but...
Well, you're actually a really good target. Well, Think Oklahoma. Think Oklahoma. They would love to have Nebraska back on the schedule.
They would. But again, that's the tricky part. Because if you're Nebraska and you want to schedule this, mm-hmm. the Oklahoma home and home was fun because of the 71-72 ties.
Mm-hmm.
The 50th anniversary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nebraska is self-aware enough to understand that if there's not a historical, you know, traditional tie, you're not scheduling that because of where you're at. But everyone else is looking at you and says, what's your price point? We know you have one. What percent of the gate do you need to come to Arrowhead and play?
To Arrowhead or
Jerry?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
World.
Denver.
Mile High, yeah. Nashville.
Maybe Lawrence.
If you're going to go to Lawrence, why not just go to Arrowhead?
Well, you would. You absolutely would for the sake of it, but
that's the type of team
recruiting,
that's looking at,
right? That Power Five conference games on the road in a year where you're already hosting Ohio State, Minnesota, USC, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Ew.
Yeah, no.
Go on the road and beat yourself up, like, to not do that. And that leaves you have the two non-cons, mm-hmm. and those are going to be lower level. Like, you're not going to go and get monsters to come in here. That's your seven home games for those 2 years. Then the question becomes, and we delved a little bit in it before, but what does the Big Ten do with the other sports? What does it do with volleyball? Same theory? You allow, will there be the ability for programs to identify their rivals in each sport? Because if it's that way, it's Nebraska, Wisconsin, and then you still split USC. You're still going to split, you know, the levels of the team, and it kind of works this way. And this is, color me if I'm wrong, Michigan, Ohio State in football pair off. I'm not sure you do that in basketball. Indiana and Illinois, if you, like, they're equal in basketball. Northwestern, Michigan State. Like, the Big Ten in football is not the Big Ten in basketball.
No. To me, for basketball and volleyball, there's enough room on the calendar to play everybody once. I think that's fair. I think there's enough room to make it happen. But then it becomes, who do you play twice?
This is the thing, right? That you're not going to make... And I guess the thing you could say is that you're going to ask half of the conference to go to UCLA or USC, maybe not both?
See, that's where it's tricky. If you're already out there, though, don't you just say play them both? You know, make it a Tuesday, Thursday, a Monday, Wednesday.
So imagine you're Nebraska and you're in that you're battling half of the conference, and Rutgers, Purdue, Indiana, Iowa, Penn State, Ohio State, UCLA are going to play USC twice. And that means that Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Northwestern, Maryland, Minnesota aren't. It's not a balanced schedule. That's not a balanced schedule. Like, it's just not. So I think they're going to end up doing a two-year rotation with that.
Which I think makes sense. Again, you have to balance.
It'll literally have to be home and away every other year.
Right. And that's where I think looking at a schedule or a group of schedules on a year-to-year basis is informative for that year. But I think there has to be a bigger picture in mind where you cannot achieve, you know, perfect equity and balance on a year-to-year basis. Just because you can't predict what teams are going to be, you can schedule based off of what they were. So in a five-year stretch, it should be within reason of, okay, you played on average, your opponent's winning percentage was this at the top, at the bottom, strength of schedule, it was this. It should be within a reasonable amount. Over 10 years, you should be about as close on a team-to-team basis for opponent, you know, win percentage as you can get. But year to year, that's where the intrigue comes in, because who can capitalize on either, you know, banking wins against a softer schedule, or who can spring up and steal a game they shouldn't to improve their resume?
Yeah, outdoor sports are different than indoor sports when it comes to the scheduling, because if you're baseball, first of all, it means that if you're going to schedule USC and UCLA here, they're not coming until March.
No. And you're trying to get out there to a neutral site.
You're trying to get out there first, but that means that you can't host them early in the year. Because if you do, it's a mismatch. And think about it. Midwestern schools or Eastern schools who are in the cold, you go to California for 4 days to play, like Texas says, volleyball, you know, Friday, Sunday to UCLA and USC. You're going to lose.
Straight up.
because you're putting people out in Hollywood for 4 days.
And they're not used to it because it's new to them.
For 4 days. I've been on college trips to California. There are certain places that when you go, losses are delivered.
Is that what they call it, Los Angeles?
Yeah, man. It's got, like I said, it's interesting fodder now. It'll and think about this. You're going to make sure that UCLA and USC come to the Midwest in September rather than late October.
Or, heaven forbid, November, when your own teams are scared of playing night
they're
games.
They're going to make the Midwest, the traditional Midwest teams play against each other in November. And they'll say those are the rivalry weekends. But the rivalry weekend for USC and UCLA is them playing each other on Black Friday. Aww. But I'm looking forward to USC and in Columbus, Ohio in November, the week before Ohio State, Michigan. Bet that never happens. I bet you it never happened.
But it should. It should happen because USC and UCLA wanted to join the Big Ten. Welcome to it. This is what you get.
They're not going to burn the Rose Bowl matchup in snow in November in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
But should they?
Look, you bought it. You bought it. It's yours now. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I read it. Somebody posted. Yeah, there's a lot to like about the new Nebraska schedule. No, there's not. No, there's not. No, there isn't. We'll go to break, come back, and close out old school.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.